sorry.
Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, in struggle, fighting, serious, I'm so for real. Tell me what was wrong. All I did was black and blue.
Welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio all over the country. I want to say big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and of course headquarters Minneapolis, Minnesota. I am BJ Smith, your national president. Really, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you today. And if you want to call in, we invite you to call in. We're going to start promoting this show right now. We invite you to call in on 347-215-9262. If you hear echo in the back, you can tell that you know who's just trying to, you know, I don't know. She's got this thing about, you know, like repeating whatever somebody says. But I want to thank her for being a producer. Thank you very much. Joanne, how you doing?
I am great.
We've got some great topics. We've got some great things to talk about. We're going to be talking about the school system. We're going to be talking about, you know, kind of what's the deal with our schools.
Yeah.
What's happening with our school system, and what do parents need to do to in the educational system? And for years, we have been watching special education.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about special education. Special ed kids. Not the ones that ride the little bus, but the ones that ride the big bus and go to the little class. So we've got issues with folks in special education. Talk about a little bit about what we know about special education and how it harms our kids of color.
The first I'm going to start off by, one, I don't like labeling kids because I was one of those kids that was labeled myself. They tried to say I was special ed, but what it was I wasn't interested in school, and school was boring to me. So they did put me in a special ed class, which I didn't have no problems with reading, writing, or listening. I was just being hard at it. So once I got over that at the seventh grade, they put me in a regular classroom with everybody else, which I really appreciated a lot more because that special ed of labeling somebody means that they're actually holding you back for one reason or another. And I found out in Minnesota, when parents put their kids in a special ed class, they get extra money from the city, or from the state, I should say. That's not something we really want to do, because once you label kids, they're actually going to put you on a certain market for medicines, doctors, or your child's a trouble child. And not all our kids are trouble kids. It might be that they're acting up because they're bored. It might be they're acting up because they're not that advanced. We have to find out what level our kids is in as far as reading, as far as writing, and what they really can do, because our kids have potential. And that's one way of saying it. And we have a special guest here, Deanna. Miss Deanna, I know you have young kids right now, and I'm sure they're going to be going to our schools.
Yes. My oldest daughter is 5 years old. She'll be 6 this June. And I used to think that something was wrong with her. That's the wrong way to put it. That she might have some learning disabilities because she has a hard time staying focused in class. But it's not really that. It's just that she has a big imagination. She wants to do things, learn different things.
Yeah.
And her teacher told me don't think that there's something wrong with her, because there's not. She's just very outgoing. And not to put a barrier on her with that and put her into schools that are going to enhance and draw that out of her creativity.
See, that was good you had a teacher that did that. You could have had a teacher say, yeah, we need to put her on medication.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get you some more money too, girl. We're going to get you $400 a month, and we're going to put on Ritalin and some other stuff, and then she'll just sit there and look stupid all year long. But you'll get paid, girl. You'll be shopping. I know you'll be looking. Somebody could have told you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody is telling many parents that.
Yeah.
You were lucky you had a good teacher that said, no, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you have done if the teacher told you the opposite, though?
I kind of would have been reluctant about taking her in to get tested, just because she is so young. You can't really put a label on kids that young. They're kids. That's what they're supposed to do. They're not there to sit down for 6 hours at a time and sit in one spot. So, you know, you got to remember that things like that, you know, different age levels require different things. But I don't know how I would have felt if she would have told me that something was really wrong with my kid. Mm-hmm.
So what
I couldn't put my child to that because I was labeled and I had an IEP and it didn't really do anything for me because, like Ms. Joanne said, it was behavioral issues. It wasn't that I had a learning disability.
So you were labeled as special education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did it affect your education?
I was put in smaller classes. I got some of my high school work done, but going into college, I realized things were hard and I didn't get all the training that I needed because I was put into a smaller classroom in a smaller school where the requirements were learning how to cook and finding a job and doing things like that instead of learning my math skills and reading comprehension skills and things like that.
So it's important for you to know that if your kid's on an individual development plan, that there's different levels too. And so those levels are important. And some parents don't even pay attention. They're like, girl, I ain't got time to deal with that little bad boy. The school need to do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the kind of parent that you don't want.
Yeah.
That's the kind of parent that you don't need. You need parents that are going to help you, support you, guide you, get you through what you need to do, and show you how to avoid the pitfalls. For instance, we learn a lot about reading level. How did you being a part of NITCAD help you with your kids?
Well, I actually loved going to NITCAD. Last night I sat down with my daughter and I looked through our entire bookshelf and I was able to pick out a book that she read from beginning to front without no help because of what I learned at NITCAD.
Wow, let's talk about it. NITCAD stands for
National Children's.
Now you sound Mississippi. Did you say
National Children's Development of African Americans.
African Americans. You're really doing some
She's
doing some of the Alabama stuff. Well, NITCAD is an organization that helps parents learn how to work with their children. Excuse me, ma'am.
I'm
talking right here. It's
National Development Children of African Descent.
A chillin'. That's NITCAD. And, you know, by you able to do that, also, you were able to find out the reading score for your child. You know. Hey, Damien, come on in. Come on in, Damien. We got Damien here with us. And, Damien, have a seat right there. We're going to ask Damien a couple of questions. We're on Blog Talk Radio Live. Damien, we're talking about the educational system and the way our kids are learning today. It's been a while since you've had kids in school that you actually, you know, because you got some young kids now, but the kids you went through, what were some of the things you did as a parent when it came to the educational system and helping your kids get through the educational system?
I helped them with their homework. I went to parent-teacher conferences with them. And I also coached them in sports, and that gave me some good things because I was able to talk to their teachers and be involved in their life.
But what we found out is that in so many areas, you found out this too, that parents weren't involved at all. And so you ended up being parents sometimes to other people's kids.
Yep.
And how did that have an impact on your kids? And your family?
That had a good impact because a lot of the kids that were around knew that they could trust me, and then my kids were able to get good friends because of that, because the other kids saw that my kids had a parent who was involved in their life.
And at some point, you had to even play a role as a surrogate father for some of these kids, help feed them and that whole nine, right?
Yeah, and I also volunteered in some of their schools as like a hall monitor person to help keep some of these kids in classes.
What would happen, Damien, if more fathers did what you did? What would happen?
We'd have much better school systems and kids that were more focused on school and on the things they needed to be focused on. A lot of the problem with parents not being involved in their kids' lives is kids think nobody cares, and that they can do whatever they want.
Absolutely. And so getting back to, I had you look up some stuff for me. What did you come up with?
I just looked up 16 things that parents can do to be involved in the kids' lives in school.
Okay.
The first thing is become a class parent, which is just being involved in your child's classroom. Your teacher is always looking for somebody to come sit in the classroom, even if just for an hour a week, to help the kids.
See, and that's important. You know, I went to school, and I came, and it was like, oh, black guy, ooh. First I got a blue tag, and then they gave me a yellow tag, and they still had me in. I'm like, well, when I get to go, you know, they was like, well, hold up, we're trying to see who are you and what are you, you know. I was like, that's deep. You know, why can't I just go in and be in the class with my kid? What's all this about? And I think sometimes, man, racism still plays a big role
mm-hmm.
in everything that we do. So even though if you find a little bit of an irritation about you coming as a person of color, still push on. Because what they're trying to say is we really don't want you here because we're scared you're going to come in here cussing. You know, coming in having some problems, you're going to come with some issues. That's our background music. You know, and yeah, and so that's kind of what that is. So it's important to be in the class, like Damien said, to be in the class and be focused, be coaching, be helping out, do all that.
You have
know.
To do more than just parent-teacher meeting. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going on between the time you start the class and from the time another parent-teacher conference is coming up. You don't know what's going on, and the kids are not going to tell you the right information. So you have to have that one-on-one information through the teacher. You have to talk to them.
So what was the next one you had?
Organize an after-school homework club. If you have kids in higher grade levels, even, you know, the younger grade levels, you can organize a small book club. You know, get your kids together even once a week, help them with their homework, whatever they couldn't figure out during the week. At least they'll get it turned in, even if it is late.
Mm-hmm.
We got assisting with extracurricular activities that goes along with the coaching after school. My dad coached my basketball team, and I loved it. That was the proudest moment of my life, playing with my dad, and my next-door neighbor was our coach. Participate in Reading Partners Program. That goes along with the after-school program, just being involved and teaching your kids how to read and comprehend things. And then it goes on to talk about different amounts of time that you have throughout the week. So if you have about 3 hours a week that you can dedicate to your child's school, getting involved in the policy-making level, so coming up with different rules and regulations on how to deal with bullying or anything of that nature.
See, that was interesting that you came up with that because we were just one of the school's superintendents or came and spoke to us, board of directors. Was she a school superintendent?
Yes.
She's on the board of directors.
She's on the board.
She's a board member of the schools. Came and told us that there's a meeting once a month, and we need to come and voice our opinion. And if you come and grab that mic and say something, specifically they're going to get you because they know you represent hundreds of other mothers and parents. So if they don't take care of you, they don't take care of anybody else. That was good information to know. That was critical information to know. And that was the kind of information we need to know about our kids, is that if we can go to a school to have impact, they can make a big difference. Damien, you can believe why you're coaching the kids and doing all that. When you came to the school, they listened to you, right?
Yes.
What were some things that you were able to squash by being able to go to that school?
There was one instance where one of my son's teachers actually didn't even know who he was. She was calling him something, you know, somebody else, you know, totally. And the other kid was being disruptive, and it actually wasn't even my son. So that's one of the things I was able to do is, you know, correct the teacher and help the teacher to understand her students more. And a lot of times when there's just one teacher and 30 kids, it's hard for her to understand and know all the kids. So if parents come and help, that eases a little bit off the teacher and you can help your kids and other kids in the class.
I think it's kind of sad when you have 30 kids in your class, you can't remember their names, and you call them one kid a different name. That says something. We got a caller on the line, and so we're going to go right to our caller, 5010. We're talking about education system, what parents can do with this education system. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm fine. Great.
What are your thoughts about
Hello?
This educational system? Yes. What are your thoughts about the educational system and what we need to do as parents?
Attend the school more often. You know, we have been saying over the years that our, you know, we go to work, it seems like our work is more important than the school, the kids going to school, attending school, and what's happening on the inside of the school. We let our children go to school, and they supposed to be just getting what the teachers have to give them, and they supposed to be okay, but when they grade, come back and they're failing, and they're attending school every day, the parents have something to say about it, but it's also participation. You know, we need to go to start going to the meetings. You know, we need to start, you know, taking on off day of work, start sitting in to see what's happening on the inside of the school. And also, I think that it's a lot of teachers aren't putting in like they used to put in. A lot of teachers don't deserve the apple that the kids used to bring to the teachers. On the news, they just had a teacher telling, just got fired for locking the kids in the classroom and telling the kids that if they're from another country, they should go back. You know, so being a parent, kids, and I have a daughter going to school now, so I'm very concerned. You know, we always talk about what the kids aren't doing and what they're not getting, but we have a lot of teachers that's not giving it to them.
What do you think happened to the African-American teachers of color? It seems like they're kind of non-existent in the school system. What do you think happened? I remember back in the day you went to a school that all your teachers were teachers of color. And what happened to that?
A lot of teachers, well, if you don't go to school and get the education to work in the school system, and a lot of Afro-American people haven't done that. But we had a lot of parents that were volunteering coming up to the school, and the school system stopped it. I don't know why, but they stopped it. And matter of fact, they had hired a lot of parents to sit in the classrooms to help the teachers, but it got stopped. And we never, you know, questioned why. You know, never questioned why. Just the mid-90s, a lot of young mothers were going to the schools, and they got jobs for just participating. So we never questioned why. We just let that fade out. And it's just it's right now what's happening in the school system, I think it's unfair. If you don't get in the classes, they want you to tell the teachers that they're coming. If the teacher says she don't want you to attend her class, so you can't go in and see what your kids are doing now. I disagree with that. I believe a parent is supposed to get off on their lunch break. If they just want to come and see their kids, they should be allowed to walk in the classroom and see what's happening with their kids.
Wow, I agree. That's amazing. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Blog Talk Radio, National Blog Talk Radio, all across the country, 347-215. That's 926 2347 215-9262. Thanks, everybody. I see you on the line. I see you checking in. You don't want to talk, but you're there. We love you. We know that. And you do about it. Mad Dad's in the house. I think when you talk about parents, what better way to invest money than the parents in the school? What better way than the parents say, well, I'm not doing anything anyway. Why don't I just go to the school and hang out with my daughter, hang out with my son, and then help pooking them down the street that's in the class, because they acting up, and I know their mom and them. Why not? Why would you think they would take the wrong way out like that?
I don't know. The last parents that were involved could be different reasons. I mean, I know some kids see their parents in class and instantly get distracted. I remember in elementary school, my mom classroom, volunteering, helping out, taking kids out to read, and it never bothered me. I never even noticed until it was my turn to go.
So I don't really know what happened to things like that or why it would have stopped.
Well, do you remember, Damien, parents being in the class like that?
Yeah.
And was it a good thing? Or were you involved in that? Did you get paid to be in the class?
I didn't get paid to be in the class, but I enjoyed being in the class because then I could see what was really happening in the class. And, you know, there was a lot of good things happening in the class.
Well, I agree, too. Now, you have some other things you wanted to bring up?
Yes.
Okay. Well, great.
So, back to being involved in your children's school. For 3 hours a month, if you only have 3 hours a month to give, you can attend the school PTA meeting. I know at my daughter's school, she had an assembly, and the teacher, her principal, said that that was the most parents she's seen at the school in forever. She said that she feels like she has to start having assemblies in order to get parents up to the school, and no one comes to the PTA meetings, no one comes to coffee with the principal. We got to start doing those things, or we're never going to know what our schools are trying to teach our children or what they're trying to instill in them. What we can, you know, I asked my daughter, what does she learn in school? And she tells me the same thing every day. I did choice time. I'm never going to know what choice time is unless I go up there and figure out what choice time is.
Wow.
We can attend a Board of Education meetings. Even if we're not going to the schools directly, we can go to these meetings and figure out what our biggest problems are and come up with your own ways to solve them and present them to the schools. Chaperone field trips. One field trip, school sponsored field trips, what, once, twice every 2 months? You know, it takes 5 hours a day to go spend time with your kid, have fun.
Well, that's interesting. Now, I went on a field trip with my granddaughter, and I took the whole day off. They were surprised. They're like, no, you don't need to come back till 1. I said, no, I'm here. I want to go to class. I want to do everything. I want to experience everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little nervous. You know, I wonder why she was so nervous. I still don't know why. But anyway, I got on the bus, and I did the field trip. I did the mad dad thing, held everybody down. Hey, calm down. Did my thing. Where they were like, yay, you okay? Mm-hmm. Went skating. Hadn't been skating in like 35 years, right? So I went skating. And they had this little granny thing you hold on to. I was holding on to it. They don't call it a granny thing. They call it something else.
Beginner skating.
So anyway, I held on to that. And I found out I like skating. And so I've been back. So I've been going skating like once a week. It's a family thing. You know, I bring them my grandkids and we go skating. And I skate a few times. And I let them skate all long as they want. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a way to get them busy and keep them. So by the time they get home, they pass out. But I figured out a hobby just by being a chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hobby. I skate. That's what I do. I skate. So, man, we got a lot of callers on here. But who's that?
Damien, no locked doors.
Okay. Oh, Damien, no locked doors on here. That's good. Good, Damien. I'm glad you're on here. I'm going to be right with you in just a minute.
I did.
And we're going to go back to Mama Treats. Give us another thought about what parents can do.
For 3 hours of a year, attend a school open house. Share your expertise. Your story is not for you. I learned that last week in our meeting here. Your story is to be told for somebody else. These kids hear your stories and see what you did in school and how much you loved it. They're going to want to engage that and try to make the best out of it.
So we're talking about the education system, what parents need to do about the system to be involved so their kids can be more successful. Nobody knows any better than my man Damien Lockdoors, and we're going to go back to Montreal in just a minute. Damien, what's up? Give us your thoughts about the education system, what parents need to do.
Well, this is kind of a big subject, but I believe the parents, just like the lady was just speaking before, just need to be more involved. That's a key factor in the success of the children. Be more involved, understand what curriculum is being taught to them so you can go home and build on what they're trying to do at school and be like an extension of the school, extension of the classroom, because just learning in school is just not school is the basis of it. You have to go home. It's a lifelong learning. You have to go home and be educated and have time to take, like you said, you take out time to with your grandkids to go skating. Take out time to read, maybe read a book, have them read a paragraph each, pass the book around, you know, make education a part of the hobbies, you know.
Well, you know, We got on the line, you working a lot in Boys and Girls Club over there in Tangletown, right?
Right, with the Grammy Family University.
Okay.
After school program.
Right, and so I got the mother of Tangletown on the line. She probably fed and clothed most of them kids, mamas and daddies over there that you're working with. And so I got Mama Teresa on the line all the way from Las Vegas to talk about education and what she believes in. But I want to ask you another question, Damon. Parents don't seem to be that involved. You're down at the Boys and Girls Club. What do you notice as far as just the parents being involved in the kids' lives?
At the Boys and Girls Club, I see that a lot of parents drop their children off and then pick them up. So they really don't, like with my program, they don't know that half the kids, parents don't know that their kids are in, have to stay to a certain time, or they don't want to actually, it's more of a daycare feel that a Boys and Girls Club. So trying to get the kids to become around a schedule or a structure is kind of hard, and the parents really don't assist you in that. It's like when they're ready to bring their kids up, they're going to bring them. When they're ready to take their kids, they're just going to come and take them out. It doesn't matter if the program is still going on or what. So it's not a responsibility. It's like more of a, like I said, a daycare for them, and until they're ready to pick their children up. I hate to say that the parents don't seem more as invested in their children as in the past, like when my parent and my grandparents were with me. It's like more of these kids are having to learn by themselves, raising themselves, go about things until they get in trouble. Like if they get in trouble, then their parents want to step in and say, oh, well, I told you to act like this, but did you teach them how that was supposed to go? You know, like, did you teach them how the things you're trying to educate them on look? The parents don't really give an execution plan or a good example for the children that I'm dealing with.
Wow, that's a great example. I want to thank you, Damien. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the country. That calling number is 347-215-9262. We've only got about 2 minutes and 33 seconds left. I want to give you a quick rundown. We could go to Mama Trees. Earl Brown Parade Day is in June. Tater Day's Parade, June 15th. Juneteenth Day is June 19th. Pride Festival, June 24th, 25th. Stop the Violence is June 10th. At Cup Foods, Hugh Man is July 15th. Rondo Days is in July. And Senior Pride Day is August the 4th. National Night Out is August the 5th. Festival of Fathers is August the 12th. Urban League Family Day is in August. And Fit for Fun is in September. And Back in the Day is coming up in September. I don't know what day yet, but it's happening. Don't forget our summer camps are coming up, 2017, and much, much more coming your way. Mama Treats, your last thoughts for Blog Talk Radio and the education and our parents and what we need to do.
Well, I feel that we, instead of, you know, teachers feel like some parents come to be spies, build a relationship with the teachers. Just don't sit in the class and go in there and see what's happening that day. Stay on the phone with the teacher, have personal meetings with the teachers, and make the teachers comfortable where you can come in her class or his class and just build their relationship. And once your child sees that you have a relationship with their teacher and even other teachers in the school, I think their school year will go a little bit better. And the guy that's at the Boys and Girls Club, I applaud you. Don't let it be a daycare. Get some cooking classes and some things going in there so the kids can also learn, not just go in there and just play basketball until their parents come and pick them up. Get them kids busy.
Thanks a lot. We sure appreciate that. We're going right to you, Damon. Your last thought.
Parents, the more you're involved in your kids' life, the better off they're going to be.
Yes, ma'am.
Our kids are the backbone. They're what's going to build our future. We got to raise them right.
My last statement is parent-teacher advisory board is that's how you change laws. That's how you change opinions in the school system. So get involved as a parent or grandparent.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. I want to thank you. Big up to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the headquarters of Mad Dads all across the country. Y'all have a blessed day and stay tuned. Mad Dads loves you. Ain't nothing.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.